You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're on the edge of a forest in a cozy little cottage. Who do you think lives here? Today's story is about how a mother's love triumphs against all. It's called The Wolf and the Seven Little Kids. Once upon a time, there was a goat named Lucy who had seven little kids. Did you know that baby goats are called kids? It's true. Well, Lucy loved her seven little goat kids with all her heart and was a very doting mother. But mothers cannot just sit about playing and cuddling with their kids, however much they might like to. They have to work and provide for their little ones. As their food supply dwindled, Lucy the mother goat realized that she would have to go into the forest and fetch some food. So she called all seven kids to her and said, "Dear children, I have to go into the forest. Be on your guard against the wolf. If he comes in, he will devour you all, skin, hair, and everything. The horrible, nasty wolf often disguises himself, but you will know him at once by his rough voice and his black, hairy feet." The goat kids said, "Dear mother, we will take good care of ourselves. You may go away without any worry at all." So Lucy bleated proudly and went on her way into the forest with an easy mind. But it was not long before someone knocked at the cottage door and called out, "Open the door, dear children. Your mother is here and has brought something back with her for each of you." But the little kids knew that it was the wolf because of his rough voice. "We will not open the door," they cried. "You are not our mother. She has a soft, pleasant voice, but your voice is rough. You are the wolf." Then the wolf went away to a shopkeeper and bought himself a great lump of chalk, ate this, and made his voice soft with it. Then he came back, knocked at the door of the cottage, and called out,
"Open the door, dear children. Your mother is here and has brought something back with her for each of you."
But the wolf had laid his black paws against the window, and the goat kids saw them and cried out, "We will not open the door. Our mother does not have hairy black feet like you. You are the wolf." Then the wolf ran to a baker and said,
"I've hurt my feet. Rub some dough over them for me."
And when the baker had rubbed his feet over, the wolf ran to the miller and said,
"Strew some white meal over my feet for me."
The miller thought to himself, "The wolf wants to deceive someone," and refused. But the wolf said,
"If you will not do it, I will devour you."
Then the miller was very afraid and made his paws white for him. So now the horrible, nasty wolf went for the third time to the cottage door, knocked on it, and said,
"Open the door for me, children. Your dear little mother has come home and has brought every one of you something back from the forest with her."
The little goat kids cried, "First show us your paws, that we may know if you are our dear little mother." So then the wolf put his paws in through the window, and when the kids saw that they were white, they believed that all he said was true, and opened the door. But who should come in but the wolf? Ah, they were terrified, and they tried to hide themselves. One sprang under the table, the second into the bed, and the third into the stove, the fourth into the kitchen, the fifth into the cupboard, the sixth under the washing bowl, and the seventh into the clock case. But the wolf found all of the first six kids. One after the other, he swallowed them down his throat. The youngest kid, who was in the clock case, was the only one he did not find. When the wolf had satisfied his appetite, he took himself off, laid himself down under a tree in the green meadow outside, and began to sleep. Soon afterwards, Lucy, the mother goat, came home again from the forest. Ah, what a sight she saw there! The house door stood wide open. The table, chairs, and benches were thrown down. The washing bowl lay broken to pieces, and the quilts and pillows were pulled off the bed. She sought her children frantically, but they were nowhere to be found. She called them one after another by name, but no one answered. At last, when she came to the youngest, named Finn, a soft voice cried back to her, "Dear mother, I am in the clock case." She took Finn out, and he told her that the wolf had come and eaten all the others. Then you can imagine how Lucy wept over her poor children. At length, in her grief, Lucy went out, and little Finn ran beside her. When they came to the meadow, there lay the wolf by the tree, and he snored so loudly that the branches shook. Lucy looked at him on every side and saw that something was moving and struggling within his gorged belly. "Ah, heavens," she said, "is it possible that my poor children, whom he has swallowed down for his supper, can still be alive?" So Lucy had little Finn run home and fetch scissors and a needle and thread. When he returned, Lucy cut open the monstrous wolf's stomach, and hardly had she made one cut than one little kid thrust its head out, and when she had cut farther, all six of her children sprang out, one after another, and were all still alive, and had suffered no injury whatever, for in his greediness the wolf had swallowed them down whole. What rejoicing there was! They embraced their dear mother and littlest brother Finn. Mother Lucy, however, said, "Now go and look for some big stones, and we will fill the wicked wolf's stomach with them while he is asleep." So the 7 goat kids dragged stones over to their mother with all the speed they could muster and put as many of them into his stomach as they could fit. And then Lucy sewed the wolf up again in the greatest haste so that he was not aware of anything and never once stirred. When the wolf at length had had his fill of sleep, he got on his legs, and as the stones in his stomach made him feel very thirsty, he wanted to go to a well to drink. But when he began to walk and to move about, the stones in his stomach knocked against each other and rattled. Then the wolf cried out, "What rumbles and tumbles against my poor bones? I thought 'twas 6 kids. Ugh, but it feels like big stones." And when the wolf got to the well and stooped over the water to drink, the heavy stones made him fall in. And that was the end of that. When the 7 goat kids saw that, they came running to the spot and cried aloud, "The wolf is gone forever! The wolf is gone forever!" and danced with joy around the well with their relieved goat mother Lucy. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.